Bart Kosko is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Southern California. He has degrees in philosophy, economics, mathematics, electrical engineering, and law. Kosko is also the author of several books, including one called Noise.
Noise is a signal that you don't like. It's any form of energy that you don't like. It's some kind of disturbing information or outside source. And a signal is itself a form of energy information. So this view of the world is the world consists of energy equals mc squared. And if you like a particular type of energy, you can view that as a signal, like the sound of someone's voice.
Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina.
Zilch. And if you don't like it, you can view that same signal as a noise. For example, that same voice may, in a different context, interfere with the conversation. And just intuitively, it's some kind of interfering signal with whatever it is you're doing. So it has an objective component, the energy or physical side, and a very clear subjective component, whether you like it or not. Fundamentally, one person's signals is all too often someone else's noise, as in the case of you or your next-door neighbor listening to loud music that you or your next-door neighbor doesn't want to hear.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild.
White noise would be a case of noise where all the frequencies were equally present. Now, that's something we use quite often in the sciences as a model. It's sort of the gold standard of noise. We try to model the hiss and pop sound on a radio, for example, by that. Or if you stand near a waterfall or a fountain, it sounds like white noise. A fan can sound like that, can help you sleep at night. For example, I use a fan quite often to overcome background noise because it approximates white noise. The trouble is that white noise technically does not exist because it would have infinite energy. And that means the noise is going to be colored to some extent, that there's going to be some frequencies more represented in that signal than in others. Pink noise is something that the ear actually hears as white noise. It has a very clear mathematical description, but not so easy to describe it with words. And the other colored noises, brown noise, which arises from Brownian motion type processes. You can certainly view chaos as a form of noise on two grounds. First, it's a form of energy. And second, it's often a form of energy that you don't like. But more deeply, it's a form of energy that statistically looks random. And yet we have simple equations that determine it, just as we do with the random number generator. So it is a kind of deterministic noise, although it has all the footprints of randomness. In fact, it can be made to look like white noise, and you can add it to various systems. But let me say also, in the notion of these colored noises, which are much more difficult to analyze, for example, the physics of the 20th century coming out of the work of Einstein and others still largely rests on the assumption of white noise. There's something called the Fokker-Planck, like meet the Fokkers, the Fokker-Planck equation, which is the heart of modern physics on how probabilities evolve in time and how things diffuse. It's fundamentally set up in white noise terms, even though we know the world around us, the physical universe in particular, is very colored noise. And that means there's correlations. And in some cases, those correlations can be far-reaching at times. There have been theories alleged, I discuss these in the book Noise, that the fossil record, for example, of Earth, looked at over hundreds of millions of years, exhibits pink noise. And say, well, how could that be? What would be the correlation effect that far in time? We don't know, but if you plot it out mathematically, you can make a plausible case, not a convincing case, but a plausible case, that the fossil record, some fossil records, is well described by a pink noise model, or what's often called a power law. So colors run deep in the noise spectrum, and the easy statement is, as a practical matter, all noise is colored. But if you open up the textbooks of science and the way scientists are taught, it's almost always white noise. It's much easier to work with. It's a convenient mathematical fiction. And again, it in many cases holds quite approximate. For example, the thermal noise in the room you're in right now, we know from quantum mechanics that looks a lot like white noise ought to look, but it still varies a little bit at the edges. But for a lot of practical purposes, whether it's a computer chip or the use of your cell phone, you can go ahead and model that as white noise. To me, the big surprise about noise is that it may be the secret of life. It may be the motive force that animating force that makes cells move. At the very heart of the cell, and your body consists of trillions of cells, in the side, in the mitochondria, you have a lot of proteins coming and going. How does that happen? What's the motor structure? Well, it appears that a lot of them hitch a ride on the inherent fluctuations in the noise at that level, the quantum level. It's not a free lunch, because then you'd have a perpetual motion machine. And so certain cells, certain proteins, seem to, each time they walk, harnessing a bit of local energy from noise, have to burn up a molecule of energy. It's called ATP, or adenosine triphosphate. So it's not a free lunch, but it appears that nature found a way to make proteins move with noise, to exploit that. Besides the fact that they also had to find a way to move through noise, but actually to exploit that. So in some sense, it looks like, at a biochemical level, that noise, again, it's controversial, but there's a lot of evidence that supports this among biochemists, that the motive force in a lot of what are called protein motors turns out to be inherent noise in the world. That the thing that Einstein showed back in 1905, when he was busy doing relativity and other things, he also showed in that famous year for him that noise has a certain mathematical structure. And indeed, the mathematical structure he proposed is the same kind of models of noise that we use in the financial markets, for better or for worse. It's had a profound effect. But that diffusion kind of noise taking place at the cell level seems to charge life with motion, if not to create life. Now, it doesn't mean it's the secret of life, but it sure smacks of it. And it's hard to imagine how life as we know it would have occurred without that kind of noise.
Bart Kosko is the author of Noise,